Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Rachel Moore calling in from Miami, Florida. Welcome to our show. This is NABWIT Talks. We are NABWIT, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we welcome you to our call this morning. This morning, we are going to be having a very, very exciting conversation with Ms. Deborah Thompson out of Jacksonville, Florida. Deborah owns an amazing business, Deborah K. Thompson Consulting in Jacksonville, Florida, and she does so much work with the DBEs out there, and I look forward to her being able to share with you what her contribution is in that area. But before we get online with Deborah, I just want to invite you to our website. That's nabwic.com, N-A-B-W-I-C.com, and we'd love for you to go over to the website, learn more about our organization, consider becoming a part of our organization as we work with each other throughout the country and continue to grow grow and help each other grow our businesses in this amazing industry. Right now we have just a couple people that have called in to be a part of our show. What I'd like to do is just open up the line for a moment and just have a couple of you introduce yourselves, share your business, and where you're calling in from.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives, calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Thank you.
Welcome to our call, Ann. We're certainly glad to have you on. Who else is calling in this morning?
Good morning. This is Zena Pierre with Washington Linkage Group in Washington, D.C.
Awesome. Welcome to the show this morning, and we're sure that you're going to benefit from hearing from Ms. Deborah Thompson. I'm going to go offline for one quick moment. We're having some technical difficulties with having Deborah actually on and available. And so what I'm going to do is reach out to her quickly. Maybe she doesn't have. Anyway, so just please hold the line. Again, welcome to NABWIC Speaks. This is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. And this morning, we are having an exciting conversation with Ms. Deborah Thompson out of Jacksonville, Florida. Deborah owns Deborah K. Thompson Consultants, and she will be on to share her contribution in this industry and just let us know a little bit more about herself. So what I'd love for you to do is just be sure to know that you are welcome and invited to our website where you can learn more about NABWIC, what we're doing, and how we're growing. That's at www.nabwic.com. We'd love for you to join our email list over there and also read about our organization and consider becoming a part of this organization. We would love to have you as a guest on one of our future shows. So right now, I just want to jump right in to the conversation with Deborah Thompson. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Rachel. It's a joy to be on today.
Super excited that you're on the show this morning. We have people calling in from across the country, and they are definitely going to welcome the information. I mean, I've been able to learn more about what you're doing, and I'm very appreciative and impressed with what your consulting firm is doing across the country. But what we'd like to do is just start by giving you that opportunity to just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, again, my name is Deborah Thompson. I'm out of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm a small business here and have been trying to grow my business now for the last 7 years. I have been doing this part-time, working with small disadvantaged women-owned businesses in training and development, technical assistance and management and counseling. And what I did about 5 years ago was to go out full-time on my own because my desire, my vision is to become an 8-8 contractor doing this kind of work throughout the country.
Wow. So tell us a little bit more about your consulting firm. What are the areas you cover? I know you do administrative work and some other things. Let everybody know what you're up to.
Okay. Well, what I do basically in my consulting company is provide the administrative, managerial, and technical support to small, disadvantaged, and minority-owned businesses that work on especially highway construction projects. I have a contract with Florida A&M and Florida Department of Transportation to do training in construction management for those people who have issues a lot of times with, number one, the management on a site, getting the financing that they need, and becoming bonded for those projects on highway constructions because, as you know, a lot of that in the construction and maintenance area, those are high-volume, high-dollar kinds of activities, and sometimes our small businesses have difficulty in arranging the financing and getting the bonding to be able to participate effectively on those projects. The other thing that I do is work in construction, and in construction I do pre-bid, pre-construction, and construction activities. Currently, I work with one of the largest companies in the country, which is Turner Construction, and they're doing a $315 million project in Duval County with their Duval County Courthouse. My job there is what they call JCEF Coordinator, which is a Jacksonville Small and Emerging Business Program, where I coordinate the trades of those small businesses that are used as sub and prime contractors on this project. Additionally, I do other kinds of work. The other construction projects that I work on is a remediation project that is a city-owned project where I work with CES Construction Company and Environmental Restoration. And we do what we call there public outreach, where I actually interface with the project owners of properties in dump site areas, which is a EPA designated area, brownfield, contaminated soil. And we go in on those projects and pull up the soil, remediate the project, put down clean soil, and give them new sod, trees, and that kind of thing to help improve their property so that they can live in a clean area. And if they want to sell the property, it's more sellable. So those are some of the activities that I do in construction, the things that I do in transportation, and then just overall working with small and disadvantaged businesses, doing their business plans, helping them do loan packaging, putting together their certifications, and helping them to put together bond packages.
Wow. So I know that a lot of small businesses are looking to grow, especially in the construction industry, or just looking for a fair chance to participate. Some of them, like you were sharing, without your help, would have a tougher time getting that done. Now, I was so excited when I heard you kind of share with me about the work that you're doing with Florida A&M and some of the training you're doing in that area. Tell us more about the project that you're working on with Florida A&M as far as your training consulting services.
Well, what we're doing there now, and we're waiting on Florida A&M to issue their contracts for this particular year, where they have reorganized the training components of that project to bring it up to date and make it more technologically effective for these small businesses, because a lot of small businesses could do a lot better if they understood, number one, how to navigate the web and get onto these Department of Transportation websites and look for projects. I'm working with a couple right now who are doing a landscaping maintenance project, and they're trying to move their company from a $150,000 project to a $500,000 project because some of those contracts have been what they call bundled together and made larger to give the department a little more ease on doing their supervising and inspection services. But it puts a burden on our small contractors because it's sometimes difficult for them to move from $150,000 to $250,000 to $500,000. not only with the labor force and the equipment, but to get the bonding and the financing in place to make sure that they have a smooth operation. So what I'm doing now is working with a couple that have a landscape project that they're looking at, and we've already gone in on the site, looked at it, tried to put it together. I'm going to help them put together their bond application, and we're going to move it through the NABWIC chain, because NABWIC also has a contract with Florida A&M and Florida Department of Transportation down in the Miami area. And down there, the bonding piece is the most crucial. So I will be preparing the package, giving it to one of the members of our NABWIC sisters who is in this organization, and she will move that bonding package through and help us try to get that person a bond guarantee if they need it so that they can be competitive on this project.
Wow. I mean,
so NABWIC is just, I mean, we can do that all over the country. So I would like for our NABWIC sisters to do that. Look at your Department of Transportation activities to try and see what kind of construction work we can do in those areas.
Wow. And I just realized that technology just moving and advancing so quickly, and people aren't able to keep up. That's a way of, they call it the digital divide, you know, keeping people, mm-hmm. we're not able to participate just because we're not able to stay aware of what's going on because communication and is so different now. I want to take a moment, Deborah, to kind of have you share with us a little bit about the outreach, the public outreach projects that you do in the area of transportation, construction, and public housing. What is that like, or what is that really about?
Well, again, the public outreach is really where I actually either team with another public relations firm or a contractor who has a project that has public impact. Projects that come like housing, when you're doing public housing projects, those projects normally impact low and moderate income people. What we need to do then is to make sure they understand the Section 3 portion, which is, again, a HUD mandated section that allows small and disadvantaged businesses, small businesses in the geographic area right around that project to get involved with selling their products and services to the contractor, to the developer, and to any of the subcontractors who are going to be working on that project. It also offers them employment opportunities and subcontracting opportunities. So we need to be aware of those kinds of things. So what I do is I'm the voice out into the community to let the small and disadvantaged businesses know that these things are out there, they are available, and how they can effectively use those tools to grow their business. The other thing is, again, like I said, with the public outreach, is that I'm working on a construction site now to remediate the soil of contaminated sites in Jacksonville, where I actually go out and meet with property owners and let them know what type of activity is going to happen on their property, get their approval so that the contractors can move in on that project. So I'm
well,
just like
you know,
voice out into the community from the contractor, from government into the community.
Well, Deborah, I know that there are some listeners listening to the show right now that would definitely like to jump in and join the conversation with you. But just before we do that, I definitely want you to kind of share. I mean, when I've been in your presence, one of the main things that you've been promoting and advocating and pushing for is us, the folks here at part of NABWIC, interacting with each other, the small businesses interacting, helping each other, keeping each other aware of what's going on. And so what I'd like to do is kind of have you kind of share the impact that you really see NABWIC having in the construction industry and for the small businesses and the folks that are in this industry and the black women in the industry. I know that you really want to communicate with everyone in the industry, making sure that we're connected and making sure that we have access to some of the things that maybe the bigger companies have access to, and that we know how to present ourselves as businesses in some of these environments. And so what I want you to do is kind of share the impact that you know NABWIC would be able to have so that folks listening to the show right now can know what this organization is up to.
Well, what I think that the NABWIC network can do for our companies as individual companies in the professional end as well as on the personal end is that it gives us the clout and it gives us the image of having more than one person or more than one firm involved in a process to get things done. And whenever you're trying to grow your business, you need partners. Whenever you're trying to grow your businesses, you need to have other organizations, other corporations, other people involved in that whole process to develop your team and to make sure that you have the skills and abilities and talents that you need to go for the projects that you're going for. So I think the NABWIC group has put that mechanism in place, and all we have to do is tap into it. We've got a list on our website of the various members that we have, and I advise our members to go in there, look at that website, use that website, and let's massage it. Let's bring it to our best interest.
Awesome. I know one of the things that really has made a difference in so many people's businesses and in their mindsets is really the support, the connection with other business leaders in this field, able to share each other, motivate each other, encourage each other, make people aware that we're out here to help you, that we can, if we have a connection, maybe we can use our connection to help you get in the door someplace. And I just think that is such a powerful tool, like you said, for us to really not see each other as competitors, but as a support system for each other, and so that people know, hey, it's not just me out here. I have contacts, I have connections, I have the power of a group to really give me that clout that I may need to maybe get a project started or maybe even become a part of a conversation. And so that's one of the things that I know we're all most proud of with what this organization is doing for businesses that have been around for a while, but also for the brand new businesses that are trying to find their way. And so what I want to do right now, I just want to go ahead and open up the lines, allow people to jump in and become a part of the conversation, maybe ask you questions or make comments and give you that opportunity to share. And then Deborah at the end will definitely give you an opportunity to give out your contact information and allow people to and invite people to get in touch with you and so on. So what I'm doing now, folks, I'm going to go ahead and make sure that we can hear you. If you introduce yourself, let us know where you're calling in from, and just kind of jump in and become a part of this conversation with the phenomenal Ms. Deborah Thompson. If you're on the line and you'd like to become a part, just go ahead and speak up at this time.
Yes, my name again is Dina Pierre, and I'm president and CEO of the Washington Linkage Group. We're a lobbying firm and advocacy group here in Washington, D.C., have represented corporate entities and government agencies, local and county governments, and obviously city governments, and, you know, found myself in my 10th year of business with things drying up on Capitol Hill and being forced to look at another funding stream as we're in this waiting pattern of a moratorium in Congress on appropriations and earmarks, which my firm has been well known for the last 10 years of getting multi-millions of dollars into city governments to build projects. So I have, green has always been something, an area that we focused on for the last 10 years since the turning of this phenomena of green. And the Lord gave me the vision about a year ago to start a green construction management company. But because I was so busy trying to continue to keep the other business afloat, it's been a struggle, and it's very overwhelming to try to get all these various certifications that I never did in the first company that I'm not now trying to do. So I just first want to applaud this organization for doing what you're doing, because I tell you, you are a voice in the wilderness for women like me and others who are looking for a voice to push us out there and to show us that we can do this. And secondly, for me, as I'm building this company, I don't lack the access to opportunities because I'm a lobbyist, so I know all of these people. What I lack is the infrastructure of how to jumpstart this thing. So I look forward to the partnership of conversation with all of you, and certainly, hey, I'm in Washington, and the National Council of Negro Women Building on Pennsylvania Avenue, where we're trying to do things. And so, you know, the doors are open, obviously, to your thoughts about how I can just push this thing, because I know it's ripe and ready to go, and I just need that push. Thank you.
What was your name again?
Zena Pierre.
Dina Pierre?
Zena with a Z.
Okay, thank you. Pierre. Thank you, Dina. The thing that I would suggest to you is that you get all of those applications together. They are going to be voluminous at first, but a lot of them are asking for the same kind of information. And just run copies of things that are going to be repetitive, like your resume, your financial statements, your tax returns, things that are going to be asked for no matter which agency you try to certify for. The other thing is that each one of them asks for different information because of their specialty sometimes or the areas that they're going into. So they want credentials that will be specific to that particular project or that particular thing that they are going to be concentrating on. If you're in city government, like I've worked with the electric authority, well, sometimes they want a little more credentials to deal with safety. They're asking you to do a little more in safety, to bring people on site that have these OSHA certifications and that kind of thing. Well, then that'll be extra that you'll have to send in for that particular utility company. But then when you're working with transportation, they want to know certain other kinds of things if you have credentials on the other hand. But there are some core things that you're going to have that you're going to give to every one of them. So I suggest that you package that and just have them ready to run copies of or to send electronically all of the time. And then these extra things that you find out when you pre-qualify in these areas, then you will, you know, you will have to do that on case-by-case basis. But that
Thank
would be
you.
What I would say as far as your infrastructure. Build that case up. Just like you would present yourself anywhere else, present your best foot, present all of the credentials for that particular specific project, and be project specific. If they're into energy and green, then and that's something that I've worked with over and over for the years, and I'm part of FAIR here in Jacksonville, I mean in Florida, which is called the Florida Association of Reliable Energy. And that has been very good for me because the NAACP, which is also I'm a part of the Economic Development Committee there, they have a state and national emphasis on energy and green and environmental kinds of things. So we just had a town hall meeting here where we brought in the various people from the EPA and a gentleman from the Atlanta office even came down and made a presentation. We had our emergency preparedness people to come over, the Red Cross and all that, because all those kind of people get involved when you have emergencies, and energy is very important in how we move through that particular process. So those are, you know, just some of my suggestions as to just, you know, get those core things together and then get some specific credentials and have them ready for whatever you're going to be going into.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. And if I can be of any assistance, let me know.
Be in touch.
Exactly. Thank you, Zena, for becoming a part of the conversation. And I will definitely make sure that you guys connect because it's so clear that Deborah has such a depth of knowledge and information and experience in these areas. And it's just so evident that she'll be able to help you and people like you just trying to get your businesses out there. And like you said, get it jump started, get it going. I mean, we know the opportunities exist. It's about, man, how do we get started? How do we get involved? How do we get a piece of it? And so we want to definitely allow Deborah to cut down on, to help people cut down on some of that frustration and really help them make a smooth transition into business. And we're coming close to the end of our show, but we definitely like to keep the line open, maybe for one more person to kind of jump in and communicate. Just let us know your name, the area you're calling in from, so that you can be a part of the conversation with Deborah Thompson.
Hi, this is Ann McNeil, and I just would like to thank you, Deborah, and Zena. And my question, Deborah, is can you share the remaining minutes you with national...
You're breaking up, Ann. I can't hear you.
Can you share your experience with National Washington at Congressional Office?
If I can share some of my information from Black Caucus, I thought it was an excellent opportunity, and for women around the country, their Congressperson Sheila Clark is a very good contact for small businesses. She brought in the Small Business Administration. We also went to some small business council roundtables where we met some small businesses from around the country, and they shared their information about how we should reposition ourselves. And back to Dina again, you've got to reposition yourself now because you're coming from a different position from where you were before. And we need NAPWIC, we need other organizations to make us strong. I think that the camaraderie, the networking, and the support system that we are putting together here is crucial for our survival. I mean, we have survived before. We know how to do this. So I think we just need to pull on each other, pull on our talents, our skills, and abilities. Sheila and I met with a gentleman from the FDIC personally because I've been chasing him and chasing the FDIC since June when I went to a Let's Do Business Florida in Fort Lauderdale where they told us about their small and women-owned initiative. And that is to get more small and women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses involved in the structured deals, which is a investment type of process where you get properties and you can either maintain those properties, put them up for resale, do evaluations on those properties. So if you've got anyone that's into the appraising, into real estate, into the development end, into building up construction, because what you can do is pull a contractor, go in and board up these properties and then maintain them, hold them in an inventory so that you can report back. So we need to put ourselves together, and that's what Sheila and Dorothy and I are working on now, as to how we put ourselves together with NABWIC members to go after some of those projects, and Sheila is identifying some investors who can help us put the financial piece together. Those are the kind of deals that we want to do. We don't want to be from the bottom going up anymore. We want to be from the top looking down at the various opportunities that are available in this country and throughout the world.
Well, Deborah, you know, we're definitely running out of time in this show, but it's so clear that you're literally, like, when I hear you, I'm like, wow, you're an expert in this area. And I think what warms everybody and excites everybody is that you definitely have such a passion for seeing people grow, whether you benefit from that growth or not, never seems to be an issue. You just have a passion for helping out, wanting to help small businesses and help people with that desire to go ahead and have that chance to participate. And so I definitely, definitely commend you. I thank you for your huge contributions in the hearts, souls, and minds, and just giving your energy to those of us out here trying to grow our businesses and be a part of such a competitive industry in such a competitive time. And so what I want you to do is just have an opportunity now to just invite people over to Deborah K. Thompson Consultant. How do they get in touch with you? How do they communicate with you? How do they connect with you so you can offer that assistance and continue to build those bridges and relationships with our business people across the country?
Thank you so much, Rachel. I take this opportunity as a huge opportunity to share with you. My website is www.dktconsultants.com. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. My email is Deborah@dktconsultants.com or info@dktconsultants.com. My local telephone number here is 904-472-7528. My physical office in Jacksonville, Florida is 3120 Atlantic Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida. I appreciate the opportunity for sharing with you. Again, my vision is to change the image of our small, disadvantaged, minority, and women-owned businesses and the way they operate in this country, in the minds of government, in the minds of private and corporate America, that we can do business. We can pull on the talents that we have around the city, around the state, around the region, around the district, and around the country and the world to make our businesses global businesses in this competitive society. And with that,
thank you so much, Deborah. Listeners, you have been listening to Deborah K. Thompson of Deborah K. Thompson Consultants in Jacksonville, Florida. And again, that's DKTconsultants.com. And we definitely thank you for coming on and having this conversation. And we want to thank each person that listened in and became a part of the conversation. And again, we want to let you know that this is NABWIC Talks We are on every single Wednesday morning at 8:30. Next week, we'll be having an amazing conversation with Miss Dorothy Brown Alfaro out of the South Florida area. And so we want you to definitely be a part of that conversation with some very exciting information coming in from Dorothy next week. Listen, we invite you to go over to our website, NABWIC.com. Again, that's www.NABWIC.com. The National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction. We definitely invite you to become a part of our organization, get connected, and be one of our future guests on this show. Thank you so much for listening in. We would like each and every one of you to get out there, have a great, prosperous, and productive day, and we look forward to hearing you on this show next Wednesday morning when we speak with Ms. Dorothy Brown Alfaro. This is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida. You have listened to NABWIC Talks this morning, and we thank you, and I want you guys to go out and have a great, blessed day. Good day.